Why are we putting ice cubes in this teapot? This is how you make koridashi, or ice-brewed green tea. As the ice melts, the tea leaves are slowly brewed with super cold water. This not only makes the tea colder, but also smoother and sweeter. But why? In this video, we're going to be talking all about brewing green tea with cold water. We'll see why cold brewing is such a good method to use, especially as the weather starts to get a bit warmer. We'll also show you how to brew tea with cold water, and we'll even show you the ice brewing method at the end of the video. So what makes cold brewing unique? If you've watched some of our previous videos on tea brewing, you'll know that different components inside the tea leaf are extracted at different temperatures. Caffeine, for example, is harder to extract, so teas brewed with hot water will contain more caffeine than cold brewed teas. But why is the flavor different? This has to do with the catechins. Catechins are the bitter components inside the tea leaf, and these are extracted at higher temperatures. This is why when you brew a green tea using boiling water, you get an extremely bitter flavor. A little bit of bitterness is nice in a tea, but it can quickly overpower the other flavors, so you miss out on a lot of the nuance in the taste. If you want to experience all the different aspects of a green tea, it's best to use cooler temperature water. The amino acid theanine in the tea leaves is what contributes to the sweetness of a green tea. This is why shaded teas like Gyokuro are brewed using cooler water. These teas are cut off from sunlight in order to boost their levels of theanine and produce that trademark sweet and savory flavor. In order to get the most out of these green teas, it's recommended that you brew using cooler water like 140 degrees Fahrenheit. This way, you can really showcase those sweet flavors that the farmers have worked so hard to cultivate. This concept is taken to the extreme when it comes to cold brewing. This is a popular method for preparing tea, although it seems to be even more common with Japanese green teas. Japanese green teas really are perfect for cold brewing, because you still get plenty of flavor even though you're not extracting as much from the leaves. The flavor you get from cold-brewed Japanese green tea is not just a weaker version, but an entirely unique drinking experience. For example, the Fukumushi Sencha Yamaga takes on more of these fruity characteristics when it's prepared as a cold brew. These deep-steam senchas tend to work particularly well when cold-brewed. Another example of this flavor transformation is the Gyokuro Karagane. This is a stem tea made from the stems and leaves of the plants used to make Gyokuro. The cold water brings out more of these cool cucumber and cantaloupe melon notes, which are quite refreshing in a cold tea. Another great tea for cold brewing is the Shizuku Sencha. This is a tea we discovered when we were meeting with the tea farmers in Shiran. The Shizuku Sencha is designed to be the ultimate cold brew green tea. It's made by mixing sencha tea leaves with matcha powder, so when the tea is infused, the matcha powder mixes directly into the water and produces a rich, cloudy green infusion with a powerful fruity flavor. Now that we've talked a bit about the best teas to use for cold brew, let's talk about how you can cold brew these teas. To start off, we're going to add 5 grams of tea leaves into a pitcher. If you don't have a pitcher at home, you can just use a regular glass. Then you can add in 500 milliliters of cold or room temperature water. Once the water has been poured in, you can let the tea sit in there for a few hours. We have found that 1 hour isn't enough time to extract flavor, and 8 hours is a little bit too much. The sweet spot for cold brewing is about 3 hours, but you can check on the flavor every hour to see how you like it by pouring out small amounts at a time. Once you find that perfect brewing time, you can always use it next time. If you're preparing the tea in a glass, make sure that you transfer the tea into another glass and pour it through a strainer to make sure that none of the tea leaves end up in your cup. As we mentioned before, the colder water you use, the less bitterness is extracted. If you want to use the coldest water possible, you can use the ice brewing method. When ice cubes melt, the water is just above freezing point, so for all intents and purposes, it's about as cold as it can get. This is where the ice brewing method comes in. This method isn't quite as popular as regular cold brewing, but you still might see it being done in certain high-end tea shops in Japan. To ice brew green tea, all you need to do is take out your Kyusu teapot and fill it up with ice cubes. Then you can put 5 grams of tea leaves on top of the ice. The reason we put the tea leaves on top of the ice and not at the bottom of the teapot is so that the ice cubes don't crush the leaves. If the leaves are crushed by the ice cubes, they will release more bitterness into the infusion. The ice cubes should take about an hour to melt, and once that hour is up, you can pour out your tea. We recommend you try out both of these cold brewing methods and see which one you prefer. You can always make adjustments to your cold brewing depending on the taste that you like. When the weather gets warmer and you want to enjoy delicious green tea, but also want something cool and refreshing, cold brew is the way to go. If you want to try some of our best teas for cold brew, we recommend the Gyokuro Sasahime, Fukumushi Yamaga, Gyokuro Karagane, and Shizuku Sencha. You can find all of these teas on our website, neoteas.com. After traveling around Japan for the past few years, we've met with dozens of different farmers and sampled hundreds of different green teas. We ultimately decided on a small handful of our favorites, and we're so happy to share them with all of you, with free worldwide shipping. Thank you all so much for taking the time to watch this video. If you have any questions about cold brewing or green tea in general, please feel free to leave them in the comments below. Until then, we'll see you next time.